A couch potato warning is in effect as DirecTV transforms Thanksgiving into Streamsgiving. DirecTV's got free TV nationwide. With a heavy front of 60-plus live channels and a steady stream of streaming apps, conditions are perfect for nonstop entertainment. So hunker down on the couch and sign up for your free trial of My Entertainment from DirecTV. I'm going to watch some free TV.
Start streaming My Entertainment from DirecTV now at streamsgiving.com. My free is free. Paid services. 5-day free trial, then auto renews monthly. Cancel anytime. Temporary credit hold may apply. Restrictions apply. See streamsgiving.com for details. AI produced.
I'm John Batchel with my good colleague Elizabeth Peake, a columnist at The Hill, a columnist at Fox News. A column she has on Fox News right now about Joe Biden's legacy. The Gallup has a comment within these hours. It rates presidents from Jack Kennedy until the present and finds Joe Biden at the bottom with Richard Nixon. In fact, for poor performance, he outpolls Richard Nixon. Now, Joe Biden hasn't left office yet, but I've seen remarks from some, you'd have to say, not pro-Republican sources such as Bloomberg and FT regarding Mr. Biden's time in office as either radical or progressive or left. You can pick one depending upon where you're standing. But I see in your column, Liz, there was a moment early on in Mr. Biden's presidency, I believe you said it was 10 months in, where he gathered together popular historians who all strategized how to make him the new FDR. Was he as difficult to deal with then as he is now? And I'm referring to his inability to remember what he's doing.
Well, actually, it was much earlier than that. It was like the third month or second month he was in office. This was his plan, was to be a consequential and great president. And he wanted to tap the collective wisdom of these presidential historians to find out how he could do that. John, I think he was delusional at that point. And he's even more delusional now because he has said in recent days that he thought he could win. He thought he could have won the election, beaten Donald Trump. When you look at the polling that Joe Biden had during the last year, last 12 months, he never was ahead of Donald Trump. In April, 72% of the country answered a CBS poll and said he was not mentally capable of being president. I don't think those 72% of the people were going to go out and vote for a guy that they thought was mentally declining. But more than that, Joe Biden, before he became the candidate, actually, before he accepted the nomination in 2020, he teamed up with Bernie Sanders in order to get Bernie Sanders followers to vote for him. He adopted much of Bernie Sanders' platform. And remember, Bernie Sanders was considered too radical to be the Democrat nominee. So when Joe Biden accepted that deal, if you will, and accepted and agreed to run on Bernie Sanders' platform, much of it, he basically took himself way to the left. He promised to govern as a moderate. He did no such thing. Between the DEI directives, the unbelievable hundreds of billions of dollars directed towards green energy, much of which has been squandered, and all the other things, the lax support for law enforcement, the open border, you look at these policies, they were crazy. And eventually the American people had enough. And it's quite a turnaround. I mean, considering what they threw at Donald Trump, considering the horrific accusations, they likened him to Hitler and all these kinds of things. The fact that the American people said, you know what, he may be all that, but Joe Biden is worse. I think that the Gallup poll is completely correct.
Right. We'll turn Joe Biden over to the historians and the revisionists, and we'll attend to the new president soon enough. Elizabeth Peake, writing for The Hill. Column writing for Fox News, a column.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right.